Namaste. My name is Wei Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, do we need confrontation? Most of the time we are getting unexpected confrontation and we don't like that. We want to get rid of them. We want to avoid them. We want to ignore them instead of to embrace them. Because we have fear to lose our control or our peace in mind. If we live a meaningful life, then through confrontation or only through confrontation, we can grow, we can become better. So that confrontation is a must in order to become the expert and to live a meaningful life. If we have no confrontation, for sure there is something is missing. So for sure we don't have a meaningful life. So for normal people who have no goal, confrontation is almost disturbing. So and then the reaction is quite bad. And so they would have the same confrontation if they would have a great goal, a compelling goal. The confrontation will be always the same. But then they suffer for meaningless things and don't go anywhere and cannot understand the life. And then confrontation is negative, for sure, in this case. For me, is confrontation the salt in the soup? A life without confrontation is meaningless for me. Then I'm on the wrong path. I can go only deep in meditation if I have faced deep confrontation, deep challenge. The same thing is true to connect with God. It is absolutely, absolutely not possible to connect on a very deep level with God without huge, huge confrontation and challenge. You can praise the God Lord the whole day. You can sing the nicest songs to God. You can make the beautiful worship. Nothing will work really until you're getting in deep challenge, and then you connect automatically with God. This means a combination of confrontation and praising the Lord, or confrontation and meditation or spiritual practices is what is working. And to avoid this, I see it again and again, it never can work, it never had worked. So that we are should be happy for every confrontation. And then I see in so many centers this positive thinker who want to keep an artificial calmness instead to get challenged, instead of confronting their problems. So, and if they're getting confronted, and then their calmness is away. Because it was only artificial. In everybody, until he or she is enlightened, is so many bad stuff in everybody. So the greatest Sufi Attar is mentions this also, and if you feel really nice and fine and everything, remember there's always the scorpions and the worms, and inside of yourself they can bite you every moment. So to be humble makes more sense. No? So we should be happy if we are in a calm mood. And also be happy if we get confronted, because then we go on a higher level. So we learn something more from ourselves and go and can go farther and farther, deep inside of ourselves. It's just like peeling an onion. And the core is a true love. And before, we have to be confronted with our bad sides, with our bad habits, bad moods, bad feelings, until we are gone there. And the combination, confrontation and meditation or praising the Lord and so on, and confrontation is definitive, the only part for the inner part. This is the reason why Buddha was against the fixed place. The same is true for the Sufis. They were traveling always so that they had on the way confrontation. Remember 2000 years ago, they were meditating in the forest with the wild animals and also mosquitoes and so on. Also not so much fun. And when he got attacked from robberies, yes, then they had to trust in the Lord, in the existence. And growing was automatically. Okay. Thank you very much that you have seen this video, and bye.